Ja, die fles. Ja, het podiumprogramma is afgelopen, maar
Who is that to top of the chain? That's gonna be our focus. We don't have to convince the people, we don't have to convince the people.
En nou, er wordt nog druk nagepraat hier.
By the way.
I'm on.
Because he's getting late. Then, what's your name?
Adam.
Adam.
Like Harris.
Oh, Adam.
Yeah,
okay.
Like the season.
We stand here.
Yeah, Jerry. Yes, yes. What do you do?
In general?
In life, in heaven.
She is indivisible.
Yes, yeah. Indivisible is one of the organizations I'm involved in. It's started in the U.S., so one of the organizations
It's indivisible. So, eat the break.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay.
This is Radio Patapu. He's the roaming reporter, Hans.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Segura.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
It was very nice hearing from all of you.
Yeah.
You're live on air now.
Yeah, we're live
on air.
You have to tell.
Hello? Yeah, holy consent. Informed consent. No, it's cool. It helps amplify our message because we really do want people to divest from these institutions that are funding not only the ICE and in the United States, but across the world. Many of these institutions are committed atrocities, so we're calling for divestment from Palantir, from all of these different companies that overly police our communities, and also we're calling for solidarity and for activate it locally. So a lot of communities across in the Netherlands, there's a lot of great community organizing help happening right now. Tap into your community organizing networks. If you don't have a network, get to know your neighbors, tap in, organize, and bridge, build solidarity. Yeah. So I'm happy to talk.
So how come you are like touring now? Are you going from downtown in Europe? Or
right. So we went to Switzerland. We started in Switzerland. We went to different cities in Switzerland, and then we did the same thing in France. And now we're in Amsterdam doing the same thing in Netherlands, doing it in different places here. And it's because there are a lot of banks and institutions that we notice are directly funding some of and have contracts. Some of them actually have contracts with ICE agencies, and so we notice this. We have so they have contracts with ICE, or they, for example, Geo Group is one of the targets of this campaign. Geo Group, they have investments in private prisons and also with ICE detention facilities. And actually, in Michigan, in a state in the United States, there is a general hunger strike happening in an ICE detention facility. They call out Geo Group explicitly, condemning them for contributing to the creation of the horrible human rights violations and conditions inside of the detention facility. Over 100 immigrants in that detention facility in Michigan are on a hunger strike right now. That happened while we were on our tour. They identified Geo Group, which also has direct connections to European institutions, and they have shareholders here. And so we're just calling for accountability, we're calling for divestment, and we're reminding people that all of these atrocities, they're interconnected. As you heard today, the things that happened in Palestine, in Sudan, in Congo, and in Minneapolis, even here, we have Palantir impacting the UK, helping happen in France. All of these.
I think Palantir is even being used by the Dutch police.
Yeah, exactly. It's horrible, and so we're just raising the public awareness. We're calling for people to take action.
Exactly.
We need international
global revolution. Right
yes,
now.
Fuck
you,
yes, 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 yes,
hey.
yes, exactly. And
ICE
so
out.
Exactly. ICE out. Divestment now, no more wars that are are killing atrocities and over-policing?
Sure. Talking about my neighbor. Yes. My brother lives in Michigan, Ann Arbor.
Okay.
What can we do?
What can you do?
To support the hunger strike.
I think learning about the issue.
Where do I find this info?
If you type in Michigan, it's pretty publicized in the United States.
Okay.
If you just Google hunger strike, Michigan.
Google.
Okay, search hunger strike. Geo group, Michigan. It's happening right now. It's
where in Michigan?
In Michigan, I forget the actual location in Michigan.
Okay.
But there's a new. This it's like the Guardian covered it. There's a lot of news organizations that have been covering it because it's an unprecedented number. It's 100 people inside of an immigration detention center. This is recent. This happened a couple of days ago, where they launched it.
Okay. Yeah. And now what? We create information for our listeners right now.
And pressure. And if you're in Michigan, you can pressure your local elected officials to demand divestment.
I'll instruct my brother to take action. Yeah. He's older than me, but he can still do it.
If you go to Break Free Swiss, if you go to their website, they're a collective based out of Europe, and they have a variety of action letters that you can take action. They also have a breakdown of the investments on their website. Okay. So if you find where our tour is listed, they will show you the research and also have call to action things that you can utilize.
I want to focus on the connection with ING, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's important because there we can do something. There are not so many agencies of ING anymore, mm-hmm. but there's big offices in Belmer, for instance, which is the black neighborhood, kind of, southeast. And there's a huge, huge, huge building. I know it. And it can be taken over.
Does your neighbor know about this connection?
No, I will tell him.
You gotta talk to your neighbors.
Of course.
Our message. Yeah, build that's awesome. That's awesome. And you have the radio. So that's something that is really important. Letting your community know that these things are happening and inviting them to apply pressure, not only to the institutions, but to your local officials. For example, in the city of Minneapolis, we passed a resolution supporting this effort for divestment. We also passed an ordinance in our city to identify that ICE and our local municipal government could not collaborate on like having them stayed in our property. These small things are really important.
We used to blow up ATMs.
Okay.
But now they are
on
neutral.
Well, recorded item, so I'm just going to say...
It doesn't happen anymore.
I'm just going to say
they're all tainted. They're all yellow. They're solid. They're super proof. So we find something new. Right.
Well, raising the public awareness is really important. Yeah. Organizing your neighborhood, get to know your neighbors, building community and connection, and identifying that this is an international solidarity
movement. Who needs banks anyway?
Credit unions. I mean, who?
I have another question, if you can allow me.
This is your mic.
Yeah, but I'm talking to Hans right now.
Yeah.
I listened to your talk about the topic of Islamophobia.
Mm-hmm.
You educated us about the fact that some of the major Islamic philosophers, poets, artists were actually gay. Is that what you said?
There are historic members of the Islamic community, like Islamic history. There have been, for example, poets across the tradition who have queer poetry in the Islamic tradition.
Like
have you studied a lot of Islamic history and learn about a lot of Islamic poetry? And then I should also identify, Islam is so diverse. We have so many denominations, so to speak. We have so much rich and diverse history. You could go to one city in one country and you could spend a lifetime learning about that history.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I said something very general and broad, but really there's actual scholarship that you can go into. So I'm going to give you a website where you can learn more about not only just queer Muslims, but also queer people in the Swana region, because our communities, they're not the same, but they overlap and interact. There's a group called Mizna. Yeah. And they have an issue of their literary journal that they publish, and it's a queer issue. You can find them online and read contemporary queer poets. Some of them are Muslim. Some of them are from the Swana region. But there are a lot of, and there's also this book and an anthology in the United States that we published called Halal, If You Hear Me. Again, it's focused on women and non-gender conforming people, and it's contemporary poetry of Muslim women, queer folks
as
well.
Beat.
Yeah, exactly.
You talk like a rapper.
I'm a poet.
I was sharing this with my with my friend Ikram. She is the president of the Moroccan Women's Association.
Cool.
She's gay and she is a separatist, etc. But she, I will share that with her.
Yeah. But then the thing about Muslims is, people, I think a lot of Westerners apply a level of criticalness that they don't apply to themselves. The most queer-phobic, transphobic, homophobic folks comes from a lot of like different communities that aren't Muslim communities, right? And but the same people act like Muslims are more homophobic than other people. We're not. We're about the same as other communities. We have people who are really, you know, good on that issue, and we have people who are not so good. And then we have a lot of people who are kind of, maybe they could be moved if they had some political education, if they had some awareness, if they had some friends. You know what I mean? And so I think we have to be honest about the fact that, like, for example, I talked about pink washing in Palestine and how queer Palestinians get bombed and genocided by the IDF. You know, the bombs are not distinguishing if you're queer, if you're straight, whatever. And so that's a reality we have to be honest about. That any religious community as big as 2 billion people is going to have a diversity of perspective, ideology, and practice. How do we get to a place of solidarity and community where we are not facilitating circles of harm, but we're being honest about the existence of homophobia, transphobia, and Islamophobia? All of these things are violence, and there have been whole genocides enacted upon people because of their religious belief, because of their gender identities and their sexualities and who they are, their identities, anti-blackness. These are realities of the world. We can't allow for that to happen. We saw with Hitler the problems that can happen when you have weaponized, really, you know, extremist conservative views and enacts, you know, harm. So we have to resist fascism and authoritarianism and racism, homophobia, all these things, Islamophobia, wherever we find them. We have to push back. And it starts with talking to your neighbors.
I'm listening.
Yeah. And supporting...
My neighbor is from Iran. He's a bit younger than me, but he's pretty sick.
Hi. Thank you so much. I'm going to talk to more friends.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Cool. See you.
Wow, congrats.
It's power,
huh? Yeah.
That's poetry.
Woo.
Life, man. And kicking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Kort volgen eigenlijk?
Ja, nou ja, ik moet het wel even terugluisteren om het allemaal
precies
te laten zinken. Ja. Ik ben blij dat dat op tape staat.
You are not alone.
Ja. En ja. You know what's stronger than an algorithm?
You!
You!
Dit is goed, hè? Ja.
Ja. Even een stokje hoor.
Ik ga roken.
Ja, ik ook.
Moet ook gebeuren.
Ik denk dat ik dan nu wel
terug even aan de studio.
Ja, we gaan terug naar de studio. En bij de binnenpret.
Hallo, hier.
Want Plantage Doc gaat uitsignen. Denk ik. We hebben een mooie avond beleefd en we gaan nu even iets anders ademen. Dus niet bedankt voor het luisteren, want dat begrijp ik niet.
Morgen weer, hè?
Morgen om 12 uur is er weer live PSM.
Wauw.
Boordevol programma.
Ja, jongen. Met een stagiaire.
Met een stagiaire.
Hoe heet het? Of een live research interview.
Oh ja.
Ja, gaat promoveren op de Vrije Radio. Dat is goed.
Vrije Radio, ja. Want dat is Radio Pattenpoel, Vrije Radio. Daar hoor je dit allemaal.
Of zoiets.
En vanuit de Plantage Doc zou ik toch wel willen zeggen van...
Top programma, echt waar.
En,
top.
Blijf lekker luisteren naar Radio Pattenpoel.
Ja.
Want er komt meer.
Be happy.
Ja. Oh ja, dat ook, ja.
Be happening.
Ja. Happening all the time. Doei.
Si el sistema fracasa, las consecuencias serán aún más penosas. Pero cuanto más crezca el sistema, más desastrosos serán los resultados de su fracaso. Así que, si va a fracasar, será mejor que lo haga antes que después.
No, no, no. algo peor que asistir a la agonía de un niño. Y sin embargo, nos hemos acostumbrado a esa agonía. Este dolor que nos rodea nos impide el placer. La percepción de ese dolor nos impide ser como ellos y también nos impide ser como nosotros. Nuestras almas están perdidas, ya no hay lugar en este mundo para nosotros. Hace un tiempo no me atreví a pensar cómo quería morir. Ahora presiento que quiero morir como corresponde, mirando hacia las tormentas, yendo hacia el peligro, buscando a los nobles, en la misma dirección desde donde vendrán las balas y las pestes y las maldiciones del miedo, tal como iremos viviendo, apartándonos de los que le dicen saber, huyendo o peleando con los que tienen poder, lejos de los que ya no sueñan una vida mejor porque la vida ya no sueña con ellos. Seguimos entonces en esta cabalgata cósmica llamada el Club de los Nihilistas en el FM 88.3 de tu dial Amsterdam, faltando 10 minutos para las 4 de la tarde. Seguimos con más música.
I wanna be sedated. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. control my fingers, I can't control my brain. No, no, oh, oh, oh.
Hoy arrancamos hip hoperos y nos estamos yendo.
Nos estamos yendo punkies casi.
Sí, ¿no?
Uno atrás del otro. Pa, 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 pa.
The Clash, Ramones.
The Clash, Ramones y ahora Social Distortion.
Sound.
those trouble-bound for this young man. The police knocking at my door, well, they don't love you no more. It's playing in a rock and roll band. Born to lose was what they said. You know I was better off dead. Born to lose, you're just about to
llega a su fin.
Sí.
Todo llega a su fin.
Todo concluye.
Todo concluye al fin.
Todo se muere.
Nada puede escapar. Todo tiene un final.
Todo se descompone.
Todo termina. Y nos vemos en otro día de lluvia.
Sí. Hace un rato salió el sol un ratito.
Hace un rato salió el sol.
Yo le comenté que estaba soleado el día.
Sí, sí. Pero fue un ratito nada más.
Fue un rayo de luz entre las nubes negras.
Como la existencia misma, el sol se abre paso entre las nubes en un día de tormenta. Y nos despedimos hasta la semana que viene. Este fue el programa número 6. ¿6 ya?
No, ¿qué estás diciendo?
¿7?
El 10.
¿Este es el programa número 10?
El programa número 10.
A la mierda, llegamos al 10.
Este es un aniversario. Este sin saber lo estuvimos festejando.
¡Bodas de mierda!